Wednesday, June 12th was a big day for the Gunflint Trail Fire Department and for the entire trail community.
Can I have everybody's attention? We're going to get started.
It was a celebration of a shared community accomplishment, the expansion and upgrade of Gunflint Fire Hall No. 1.
I want to welcome everybody. My name is Mike Prom. I have the privilege of acting as fire chief, and I truly mean that as a privilege. The men and women that serve on the fire department are incredibly awesome, and then this just it goes to show how awesome this community is.
In addition to expanding Fire Hall No. 1, there will also be upgrades to the other two halls on the trail.
In the past, we have three different fire halls all under one fire department, and each of those have been just more like garages. So steel buildings with their equipment in it, but no facilities, so no bathroom, no meeting space. Now what we're going to have is a space that it's really our town hall space. I mean, being an unorganized territory, we don't have town halls on the Gunflint. So now we have a space for people to meet, for us to train, and in a big event for us to use for an ICP, which is an incident command post, or for media. I mean, whatever we need it to be, we'll have those resources to be able to figure out and use.
Fire Chief Mike Prom was just one of the key people that got the project going.
The key to any good leader is finding good people to get the job done. I made a mistake, and I'll kind of kid and say I made a mistake in recruiting Chris Steele. Chris, are you here? I saw him somewhere. Chris Steele is right there, and he's a homeowner up on Seagull, and I told him about this idea. Well, if you guys know him, over the next 2 weeks he visited my place every day with charts and graphs and action plans and phone calls and emails, and I kind of let it go, and I think I actually made him mad, and he kind of just quit. Well, the next year I said, Chris, I'm ready for you now. Can we do this again? Will you give me another shot? And he revived all of that and started, and one of the first things we needed to do is form a committee and find the right people. And we immediately thought of Michael Valentini as our committee chair, and ultimately he became the project manager. I just want to give a nice thank you to both Chris and Michael, because I am convinced if it was not for those two, we wouldn't be sitting here today. So thank you guys. And with that, I think that's a perfect transition to give Michael the mic.
So thank you, Mike. There is only one common thread up and down the Gunflint Trail. We know we have the mid-trail people, and we know we have the Gunflint Lake people, and we know we have the end of the trail people, and we all have our own little groups. But the only thing that continually runs up and down the entire trail is the fire department. That is the one entity that ties us all together. And we're all involved as a community in that fire department. And what's made this project work so well was that this community came to bat for the Gunflint Trail Fire Department. And the support that we got was incredible. I can truthfully say that this result, what happened here, was beyond even my expectations, and I was part of this thing from its onset. And as it came together and fell together and started going up, it just really, really made me feel good, because I knew that this is something that our community could be very proud of.
In the early stages of fundraising for the project, the idea was to try and raise the nearly $800,000 in thirds.
When we started out, we wanted it to be about one-third donations, one-third grants, and then one-third a combination of kind of fundraising and just out of operations. The surprising part is we got less in grants. We had $50,000 from the Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation, which was awesome. But there just wasn't a lot of grants out there for buildings is what we started finding. But we're up to $400,000 in donations. So the whole project is about $800,000, and we did half of it in donations.
One large donation in particular.
The Scops, who live down here on Clearwater Road, donated $250,000 to the project, and rightfully so, their name is over the door at this place.
Paul Scop and his wife Carol hail from Michigan, but have a long connection to the Gunflint Trail.
Carol and I have had our cabin on Clearwater as of next year for 40 years. It's always been a focal point for our family. Nieces and nephews have grown up going to the cabin. Now their kids go to the cabin. So it's very much part of our family. And when Dan Bauman in particular mentioned this project and the aspect that it would be for the community, for all sorts of activities, in addition, of course, to supporting the volunteer fire department, I thought, what a wonderful project. And so I said to Dan, we want to help make this happen.
I want to take just a moment to introduce you to Paul and Carol Scott. You want to stand, please?
Thank you, Michael.
You're very welcome.
Michael asked me to say a few words from the perspective of a donor and why a donor would get involved with a project like this. And I've been on both sides of the table, if you will, the donor as well as the person doing the asking. And what you learn is that you must make a connection between the project or the institution or whatever it is and the potential donor in a way that the donor gets excited, enthused, and takes ownership of the project. And when our good friend Dan Bauman mentioned this project to me and then I relayed it to Carol, we said, you know, this is something that we really want to make happen. It has too many elements that will be good for this community. Whether it's Zumba dancing at 7 in the morning, or Dave Tuttle's birthday party coming up sometime, and on. So, and we've had our cabin up here now for almost 40 years. We just love this community, we love this area, and we figured it was a way to give back. And I hope, and I say this for Carol, that facility will serve you for many, many years. And I'll end by telling Michael and all of the firemen that what we want to do is establish a trust that will help pay for the carpet when it's worn out or make improvements for a long, long time.
Thank you very, very much.
For WTIP North Shore Community Radio, I'm Kara Thomas.